Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and I'll pick on the very top line by the Gemara. Okay, makes a lot of sense if someone's going to be chayv if you first put the dam outside, then you put the dam inside. Shekulu roi lios b'fnim, because all of it was already to be done inside. But let's say first you put what you need inside and then outside. Shirayim ninu, this is considered shirayim, and therefore what's the issue over here? You shouldn't be chayv for putting it out. Hamani, who is it? Rabbi Nechemyahi, the Amar shiyari hadam sheikriv mechutz chayv. Paul should ear mechemi a seifa. That's really, if you want to say it's him, what about the seifa? He said the kibul dam of v'shnei kosos, let you receive the dam in two cups. Nasan shnei b'fnim b'chut pater. If you did both them inside, it's going to be pater. Shnei b'chutz chayv. To both them outside, you chayv. Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz pater. One of them inside, one of them outside, going to be pater. Ah, if over mechemi shari dam shikir b'chutz chayv, and the seifa system is not. We saying like that. And for the gemara, seifa asan l'tana kama the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon with the seifa. They're going according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama, who was the one who was arguing with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Kos Oseh Dichoy Lechavero, that the cup does a Dichoy for its friend and rejects, therefore it's not fit to be brought over there, and therefore it's not going to be Chayav for doing it outside. Ma'an Tana, the Polygalay, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nechemia, who's the one arguing with Rabbi Nechemia, who therefore is Pater, someone who puts the dam of the second cup outside, while saying Chayav, someone who puts the leftover of a one particular cup. And now the last part of the Mishnah, Lema David Amen, Lema Frish, Ayayay. Lema Frish Chatas of Avdov, Yifrish Achers Tachtel, so you're Lema Frish Chatas. And then it got lost, and you set another one aside. And you find the first one. Now both are there. What do you do? Lema Dover, Lema Dover, Dome, Lomeli. Why do I need this whole Lema Dover Dome? Hamani, who's going like Rabbi? Damer avuda b'shas afrasha mesa. He says that a chatas, even a chatas lost only during the time of afrasha of the other one, we actually leave it to die. So you separate one, then it gets lost. Find a second one. You didn't do anything with it, but you just mafresh it. That already, the first one now goes to die. V'achikar, this means to say, taima davda. The reason there was not going to be chai for shechting the second chatas aside is because it was mukdash only because the first one was lost. And it's possible when it gets shechted. Ha, hifre shtei chatos acharayas. But if you were to first go ahead and designate two chatos, one's an acharay and the other one, chadim inayim meikara olahi. One of them is considered an olam meikara, and it will end up going to graze until it gets a mum. If therefore it doesn't become possible when the first one is shechted, when the other one is shechted, and one who shechted outside is therefore going to be chayv. Ukid de Rav Huna Amar Rav, Damar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Ashem shenitek l'ri'iya shchato stam kashalola. If an Ashem was set to go and to be grazing, one then shechted it, even with that, did it stam, it's going to be considered like an ola. So you see that an animal that set aside to be grazing over there is a valid as an ola. Mi dami. In fact, the Gemara, is the Mishnah comparable to Rav Huna's case? Hasam Asham Zachar v'Ola Zachar. Over there, in Rav Huna's case, both the Asham is a male and the Ola is a male. Right? So the Asham can then become an Ola. Aval Chatas Nekevi. Chatas is a female. Can't become an Ola. And for the Gemara, Amar Amar Avchia Me Yustinya. Bisa'ir nasi. We're talking about the goat of a nasi, which is a chatas, but it is a male. Hajan Allah chashochet v'amayla. You know what we do? We say Hajan Allah. Let's go back quickly to Kovav. It says a shochet v'amayla b'chutz chayev ala shchita v'chayev al ha'aloh. Okay, we're just designed and we move on to the next perek. We now begin the final perek of Maseches Vachim. Perik Yudalit. Here we go. Zlokte Liga Mishnah. Parachat Paras. A very long Mishnah here. This is going to take up this the rest of the Amud and the next Amud. Let's take a look. Paras Chata Shesrafa Chutz Miyita. Let's see, you have the Achatas that was burned outside of its pit. This is talking about the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma, we know that where it was done in the east of Yerushalayim on Har HaZeisim, not in the Beis HaMikdash itself. It had this pit that was set up specifically for that particular thing, and if it's done outside of it, then it's going to be no good. So whatever they did, v'chein sar mishtalech, so you creep up chutz, and also let's see, the sar mishtalech, the one that sent la'azelzel, that was on Yom Kippur, we know the one is brought. Yeah, two of the seirim were brought to the Azara, and they had the goralos to decide which one was going to be la'ashem, which one la'azelzel, and which is going to be the inner chatas, which one was taken to the cliff, they chuck it down. Now, that second one is the one that's Seir Mishtalech, the one that's sent away. Let's say you have this one, that part that one brought up outside of the base of English potter versus going to be potter for. Oh, he says, Rashi, v'lo min and shochet kachim b'chutz, shalo b'makom mitzvah, nachman apatre v'al pesach ol moed. Haroi le pesach ol moed, shechova alav laviu sham, de mid kapid kra l'ancho, al shelo haviyu shma mina ba'omid lahaviyo sham mishtay kra. Says the Mishnah, why are you going to be potter shem? The pasuk says ve'el pesach ol moed lo haviyo, he didn't bring the pesach ol moed kol she'ein ro'ui lavo el pesach ol moed in chayav malav. It's not ready to be run of it, then it's not going to be chayav for it. That's excluding the chatos and the sayer mishtalech that are not going to be brought by the ol moed. Ha'roveya, an animal that got roveya, that got sodomized, or let's say avan yirbe, or it did to somebody else, v'amukso, or an animal set aside for avodah zarah, v'anevad, one that was worshipped avodah zarah, v'amechir was used to exchange with a dog, v'estan, estan zona, it's used in order to be v'as payment for a zona, v'akilayim, or even an animal that comes from crossbreeding different species, v'atrefa, this is, it has one of the trefas, v'ayotzi dofen, was born by C-section, she'hikrivim b'chutz is brought outside, potter, shenem, as opposed to says, v'nei, Mishkan Hashem, to be brought up before Mishkan Hashem, is saying, Kol She'ein Ro'i Lava L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem, whatever is not fit to come before the Mishkan of Hashem, Ein Chayim Lavi, you're not going to be Chayim for. Balei Mumin, Bein Balei Mumin, Kavuin, whether it's a Balei Mumin Kavua or Bein, Beep, turn the page, go for Bein, Balei Mumin, Sheoverin, Shekriv B'chutz, brought outside, Potter, you're going to be Potter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Balei Mumin Kavuin, Potter, Balei Mumin, Sheoverin, Chayev Elosasei, Chayev Elosasei. No kares, but it's going to be a loss, I say. Torin shalugia zman, let's say you have these turtle doves that didn't yet come to their time. V'neyonish avis manam, they're too old. Right, because that's to be brought up at a particular age. Shekriv b'chutz had it brought outside, potter and repotter. V'shimon omer, b'neyonish avis manam potter, for sure, because it's already passed his mind. But torin shalugia zmanam, loss, you're over in loss, because it could have got there if you would have left it. Osove is b'no, an animal, you know, the shechit, an animal and its offspring in the same day. M'chutz zman. So let's say you have this, if somebody shecht the mother of you know a carbon, one may not shecht the other on the carbon on that day, and it's going to be disqualified. Also, if it's beno umechuser zman, or let's say it's before the time, potter going to be potter. Rishim and Omer harei zeh belo saase. You're at least over a lo saase. Shirebi Shimon Omer kol shehu ra'oi lavul achas man, whatever is fit to be brought as a carbon after a certain time, Harei zeh belo saase, is going to be over there, so lo saase, if you bring it outside the base of English. Ve'im b'kares, and there's no. Let's move back a drop, folks. Sorry about that little noise right there. Shirebi Shimon Omer kol shehu ra'oi lavul achas man, Harei zeh belo saase, ve'im b'kares. He says, even though you bring these temporarily disqualified animals is not going to be kares, because right now they're not fit. That's the bottom line. But what are you doing? You're stopping from going further. Therefore, it's no kares, but it's still chayv. Chamorim kol she'im bo kares, whatever does not have kares, im bo lo sase. No lo sase either. Mechoser zman, when it is lacking time, bein begufo, bein bebay love, whether because of its guf, I mean, it didn't reach the age of 8 days yet, that's an early sign that could be brought as a carbon, bein bebay love, whether its owner, right, the timer for the owner to bring this carbon to Yakam, ezu mechoser zman bebay love, what does that mean? Hazav ve'azav v'tzuvem men tzuvem men ve'ayoledes ve'amitzora, she'ekri v'chatos v'ashom v'chutz, or let's say the mitzor that they bring their chat outside the base of Megiddo before they're able to do it, term they're going to be potter. Olo seyem b'shalmeim b'chutz, but if they bring their olo and their shlamim, olo seyem b'shalmeim, they bring it out, then chayav, and they're going to be chayav. Oy chayav. Kamayla mebesachatas, someone who brings up who's mala of the meat of a chatas, The flesh itself. Someone goes in and says, "My living b'sar chata." So, oh, m'b'sar Hashem, m'b'sar kachim, 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 kachim. Says Rashi, "Kifse atzeres, m'b'sar kachim kalim, or from kachim kalim." Almost Omer from the leftover of the Korban Omer, as is La'acha Kmitza. What's up, Kmitza? Vishtei Alechem, or the two loaves, the Rana Shavuos, Alechem Apanim, or the Lechem Apanim, Ushiyar Minachos, ay, 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 Vayotzek, someone who pours oil on the Mincha, Rashi Shemen al Mincha, Kedisheva Yitzakto Vigomer. V'ha'poseach, someone who breaks into pieces. Rashi explains, this is what we're talking about. V'ha'bolel, someone who mixes the oil with the flour. Hamavamolech, and someone who salts a korban. V'ha'menev, someone who waves it. V'ha'magi, someone who brings it near. They bring a, who brings a, Rashi says, mincha b'chutz. V'hita'una ha'gosh's pnim. The camera of his drum is k'mishpata. So someone who goes ahead, right, that was a... All the mincha korbanos were put in this kli after they went through the prep and they were brought near the southwest corner of the mizbeach before the kmitza. So someone who goes and brings near a mincha offering, the hamagi, someone who goes and brings the hamisamech, sorry, the masada the shulchan, someone who sets up lechem apadam on the shulchan, v'ameitiv is a neiros, someone who prepares the neiros for the menorah, v'akomet someone is kmitza the flower of the mincha, v'mekabel damit someone who serves the dam bechutz, he does anything is bechutz. Potter. The person will be potter. Rashi says that time of Yolop and Brais of Gemara. We're going to see that in the Gemara. Ben Chayiv and loved ones are going to be Chayiv to be killed for any of these things. Lo Mishum Zar is not because of their Zar. Lo Mishum Toma, not for Toma. Lo Mishum Chus of Begadim, not wearing the proper clothing of Kohen Gadol. Lo Mishum Shalom Rachus of Darmagam, not because of the fact they didn't do Yadayim Viraglaim. Now, Achlok of Mishkan until the Mishkan was set up, Hayu Abamos Mutaris. Abamos, those private altars, they were mutar. Ba'avoda b'bechoros. And the avoda was done by the Bechor. Right? That's the Bechor is the one who would do the avoda. Umishehu kama Mishkan. Once the Mishkan was set up, Nesra Abamos and the private altars became asiv. Avoda b'kohanim. The avoda switched over to the kohanim. Ayayayam. Bam, 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 bam. Rashi's get a sieve. Karav Elamaz Beach, right? It's going to the Quran of the Duet. The Moshe's Darren. Moshe V'Aroin, Kotcha Kotcha Menachol, Mephinim Elakoyim, the Kotcha Kolim, Eden with this are the curtains of the Azara. Of the Mishkan, Ukachem Kalim Michal Machan Yisrael No Machan Yisrael Balga Gilgal once again to Gilgal Hutru Abamus became Mutter again. This is after 40 years in the desert, the Yidden come thoroughly so pure. They came over the Yarden and they set up the Mishkan in Gilgal near Yericho. It was there for 14 years and 7 years of them conquering, 7 years of appointment of the land over there. Then what happens is we say that we came to Gilgal. There's Hutru Abamus Kachem Kachem. The Chalim of the Middle Climates to Eden within the curtains. Ukachem Kalim Michal Machan in any place. Balga Shila once. They came to Shiloh Nesu Abamos. After 14 years and of conquering and setting up the land, they set up in Shiloh and was there for 369 years. Bamos were also during that time. This Isser is learned from Psukim. So it's also that time. Veloy Sham Tikra, and there was no roof, the roof. There was no roof at the by the Mishkan Shiloh. Ella base Avana Bilvad Milmatan. There was just a stone house underneath. By Urios Milmalan, they had these canopies, these cloth, these things they were put over it. And it was the resting place that the Torah is speaking about. Kache kache magache gavoche. Nechom b'fnim yaklayim asidim b'fklayim b'kachem kalim b'maisr sheni b'cholera. As long as you're able to go and you can see it, wherever you're able to see. If you can see, the site of Shiloh. Bolin of a Givon, when they came to Novin Givon, Hutru Abamos, Bamos, and then Mutargan, there was a war with the Plishtim. The Arnkoz was captured by the Plishtim. And then when the Kohen was told about this, he fell off his chair and he died. And then what happened? It was at this time that Shiloh was destroyed. They moved to Nov, and the city was destroyed, and the Kohen were killed because of Shaul, who went ahead and he killed them because they they hid David HaMelech over them when he's running from Shaul. It was set up again in Givon. So by the love of Givon, who's your babamos? Kachakatam and Echolim Lefim Yerkolim Kachem Kalam Bechol Ari Yisrael Bo Yushalayim. When he came finally to Yushalayim Yerkodesh Nesu Abamos Bamos also again Bo Yolem Heter, and they were never again allowed to be used even after Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ay. V'yaysen Nachala, and it was a Nachala like the pasuk says, "Ela menucha v'ela nachala," that the bombers are going to be also once the Yerushalayim, the Yidden come to Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. So even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, still it's going to be Yasser. Oh yeah, the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, my boy. Halele ani bochi. Ani bochi. Any of the kachim shikdishim shasas or abamas that were magzus during the time of the abamas or kivim shasas or abamas mechutz, and then they were offered outside during the time when the bama was also aray elu basay belos to say over to isurim v'chayav melav kares, and you're going to be chayav kares for it. Vishim Shas Heter Abamas Heter Muktash, and the times of Heter Abamas, Vikrivim Shas Heter Abamas Chutz, and it was Makriv during the time it's Aser, this Abamas outside. Hare Lavas Seve Lo Sasei Yer Chayev and Etz Sasei Lo Seve Ein. Chayev Malayim Karit. What about another permutation? Yigdishim Shas Heter Abamas, if you're Maksim during the time it's Abamas, Vikrivim Shas Heter Abamas, and you're Makriv during the time when it's Mutter. Hare Lavas Seve Ein Bayim Lo Sasei, just to say, not a Lo Sasei. The Elu Kachim Kraven B'Mishkan, and these are the Karbonos that have to be brought at the Mishkan, even in the times when it's Bama's Mutter. Kachim Shuk, the Shul Mishkan, and see things are Mukdash for the Mishkan. Karbonos Tibor Kraven B'Mishkan, the Karbonos Yachid B'Bama. That can be done in Obama. Kabbalah Siyachot, Shuk Dushal Mishkan, Yachot is done for the Mishkan, that's got to be done for the Mishkan, Yakriva, Mishkan, Vimikriva, Babama, Pater, Vim, Dir, Babam, Yim, Pater, Uma, Bain, Bama, Siyachid, Bama, Sibor. What's the difference? Halachic difference between a private Bama and a communal Bama. What's the difference between the two? Smicha, Dabi, what's up, Smicha? Right? This one you need by a communal one. Smicha, you got to lean on the animal. Ushkita safan, it's got to be done on the north side of the mizbeach. Beep, turn the page. Kufi gimel omen alf. Uma ton saviv. The application of the dam is to be around the mizbeach. Utunufan waving of agosh and bringing the ear. A mincha to the southwest corner of the altar. Rabbi Huda Omer. A mincha babama. No, there's no mincha zambay babama. The kiyun, back to what we said, the kiyun is going to be done with kuna. You need a big day shard, it's going to be big day shards, a clay shards, berech nichoach, and the pleasing aroma. Right? Yeah. The meat of an ola is not roasted before it's put onto the fires, which will prevent the meat from bringing an aroma of all being burnt. Mechitza the dam is got to be mechitza, the line for the blood. Says Rashi, chotas sikra, lavdam in dam emel yonu v'dam v'tachton, don't difference in the top blood and the bottom blood. V'yichut to dam reglam and wash the hands and the feet. That's v'dam nevodam. Avalas man. But the fact that the avoda with intent to offer or eat it after the time is going to apostle it. Hanosa and the idea of nosa v'atame shavim b'zeh v'zeh. Right, well, whether it's tummy, or let's say, whether the person's eating his tummy, it's shoving by both of them, whether it's being brought on the communal bama or in the private bama. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here on Rosh Hashanah. A great, great day.